return to the hub and decide that the day calls for a four-course meal. Soup, salad, an entree, and a dessert. The logical place to look for these spoils would be in the cafeteria. But what if I told you they could all be found on the food waste conveyor belt that snakes around the perimeter of the dishwashing room? The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that the average person wastes 1 pound of food per day. Looking in the dirty dish receptacles in the dining hall, it seems that Dickinson students are no exception. It isn't uncommon to see untouched sandwiches, whole slices of pizza, bowls of cereal that never saw a spoon in their short lives. Food waste is a national problem that not only contributes to the accumulation of greenhouse gases, but is also, well, wasteful and irresponsible. The National Resources Defense Council estimates that if we were to curb our waste by just 15%, we could feed 25 million people per year. Americans are in need of a food paradigm shift, and why can't we start at Dickinson? Though we do compost our own food waste, discarding perfectly edible food conflicts with our philosophy of sustainability. Looking at our dining hall, one can see how certain practices psychologically affect the process of serving and discarding food, and that simple changes to our policies can have significant impacts. First, we must become comfortable with empty space. Cafeteria workers are constantly refilling even slightly depleted food supplies. This increases efficiency when serving a long line of students, but when food seems to be in abundant supply, students are likely to take more than they really need. A simple solution is to refrain from restocking food until it's almost entirely gone. When a student is faced with a depleted supply of French fries, he is more likely to be judicious in his serving size out of consideration to students behind him. If we evade the illusion of abundance without sacrificing efficiency, we will reduce uneaten food in our compost bin. The second step to reducing waste is to increase accountability. When students throw away an uneaten salad, they don't see where it goes, that is, into the compost pile with pounds upon pounds of other uneaten food. Instead of passing their plates off to cafeteria workers, students should be mandated to scrape their food into compost bins. One pile of raw vegetables and salad greens may seem insignificant by itself, but wasted food adds up quickly. When students see how much food the campus has thrown out as a whole, they may become more aware of an issue that they never knew existed. This brings us to the final step in reducing food waste, raising awareness by launching a simple campus-wide campaign through the Office of Sustainability. The campaign need not be aggressive or shame students for their ways, but since wasting food is a habit ingrained into our culture, many may not know that it's actually an issue. This can be as easy as placing signs with statistics about food waste in the cafeteria or our dining tables to make students think before they serve themselves. If we change our attitude towards food and see waste as unacceptable, we are likely to see an improvement in eating habits. Wasting food is a cultural problem that will not improve immediately. However, we can reduce our food.